Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, happy Monday, Beamer family. This is Belinda Casper. I'm a group leader and academy director in Jacksonville, Florida, and I am blessed to be here with Nancy Pellegrini today. So we are happy to have you on our call, and we can see that the callers are rising, so we're hoping that we continue to have that increase of callers dialing in. We're going to have a great show today, talk about how to really power up this year. This whole year is a power up theme, and I'm going to give some updates. Be ready to start taking some notes, and we really do want to make sure that you're engaged. So today's discussion is going to be success requires daily action and the right mindset. So we're going to talk about how to make sure you're doing some of those right daily actions and particularly that you have the right mindset. But first, let me give you some updates. Our infamous backpack, the new backpack, is available for purchase. You're going to get that in Beamer gear. And it's $119, and it comes with the medical device tag, so ready for any type of airline travel. But I know people have been asking and excited about getting that opportunity to do that. Our lease to own initiative is going to be kicked off next Monday. That's going to be the 15th. As a reminder, that lease to own will be a separate website. I'm sure we'll get more information this week on how to make that work. But it has to be you're going to manage that communication with the person you're talking to. So it's not going to be on your sales site. It's going to be a very purposeful initiation. So I think that there's a lot of people really excited about that opportunity. Also want to make sure everybody knows that the Super Saturday, our first one of the year, is this coming Saturday on the 13th. I think they're going to try to make it between about 2.5 hours. So the first hour and 15 minutes is going to be for guests. So if there's anybody you're talking to, you want to have them participate in that. So it'll be a shortened and abbreviated product presentation to begin with. Then Dr. Berker will come on and talk about science. Of course, we always have amazing testimonials. And then we'll do some distributor training thereafter. So this is fabulous to get guests engaged. If you know anyone that you're talking to get them on that, it really is fabulous and educational for them. So if you heard, listen to Albert's message, you know, Albert always does a video the first of the month, and he gave a little bit of the update on the FDA that we are within 45 days of receiving clearance. There is a commitment that they have received everything that they have asked for. So that's a great thing. We're continuing to move that forward. It's still our belief that we will be getting that clearance to get material here. We're going to work, manage the returns and replacements and so forth first. So I'm still telling people the second quarter. So I know we've thrown out April, but I'm saying second quarter for us to be able to order the B-Sit and B-Body, but we're very excited about that moving forward. And I just want to make sure that everybody is focused on that Pacesetter options that we have. You know, we have that Senior in 60 initiative that is still happening in 2021. But we also have those bonuses. They can go from 1,000 to 20,000 advances this year. So hopefully everybody is focused on that. One of the things that I want to make sure everybody knows is that we're in a with Blog Talk. It's our engagement coming up. It's starting March 1st. We're going to be changing Monday, Motivational Monday, to really a quick start training. It's really anyone who's coming into Beamer to participate. There will be very focused, structured launch of the Beamer business. There will be a syllabus for each week of the month, and then we will repeat that each month. So there's going to be the same syllabus that will be, but will be different instructors that will be committed for the month. So we're very, very excited about that. Tuesday will stay the same. It'll still be Testimonial Tuesday. Thursday will stay the same. It'll still be our equine and vet call that includes questions and use testimonials. And we're going to more allowing people to call in, ask questions. It won't be very structured. Just updates will provide it. So, you know, we're excited about these changes and really excited about helping everybody kick off their Beamer business. They can start that program, and it's our desire that people stay with it for those 4 weeks. And anybody who wants to reengage, it's a thing there. Two more updates before we get into the meat of what we're doing. And that is that I hope you noticed by now that our distributor library has been updated and enhanced. We now have that central calendar at the top of the distributor library, so never miss a training event again. And in the marketing tab on the distributor library, we now have two of the three digital magazines that are planning to be created. So very exciting things. I encourage people to continue to go into their back office and the distributor library regularly because there is always amazing good things that are being presented. So those were the updates that I have. And Nancy, I'm going to get into the meat of our conversation. Just to, you know, I have to say, listening to Albert's update, it really was exactly what we wanted to talk about. And that's really thinking about your daily habits and having that right mindset. So, you know, we're month two of the year, and, you know, we kind of make determinations of where are you in your goals, where are you in establishing your goals. And if you didn't do it, it's okay. But you want to make February a reboot and reset month to set those goals for yourself, for your team. What is it you want to accomplish? What do you want to have done for yourself as well as members of your team? You know, we had somebody that is in the horse world, and she got engaged, and she said, you know, well, Beamer's already saturated in the horse community, and we really didn't think so. And we had went down to Ocala and spent the weekend horses on the Beamer, and then we, you know, also shared with humans. Had a couple of sales over the weekend, and really helped that person recognize the extent of the opportunity and the extent of the people that she knows and how she's going to be able to help people get started and introduced to the Beamer, and that opportunity to spend a weekend with the horse being able, and each one of them reacted different, but they all showed different signs of relaxation, and it really, the owners and the trainers absolutely recognize how their horse behaves. And so what was very successful about that was the recognition absolutely not saturated, that there's tremendous opportunity, and her mindset was absolutely really excited about what that opportunity is. So we have to always recognize those daily we need to reach those goals. You know, it's to write down the goals, and so I'm reading them. down and say, okay, if I want to make those goals, what are the daily habits I have to make to do that? You know, I work with people, I'm trying to help a few people get to the group leader, and they say, well, I want to be group leader by X date. And I, okay, well, how are you getting the people on your team to the senior level? How are you supporting them to help them to become seniors? And who are you focusing on and working with every single week to make that happen? So one thing to say, I want to reach this, and that's important, and it's important to focus on it, and it's important to have that mindset, because we know that where attention goes, energy flows. But you also have to do those daily habits. So, Nancy, I'm going to take a breath and pull you into the conversation. And I know you always have wonderful words of wisdom of how to have the right mindset and how to have those right daily habits. So what do you think about the subject?
I think it's great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Hello, everybody out there in Beamerland. Happy Monday. I think this is a great way to kick off the Monday by talking about setting goals. I love a quote from Albert Einstein: "Nothing happens until something moves," and it's so true. And you know, you can have all of the ideas, and I want to do this, and I want to get there, and I want to be that, but unless you actually take some action, unfortunately, not a lot will happen. And I know I mentioned Tony Robbins last time I had done my call, and I'm following just a 30-day program for myself as well, post the 5-day challenge I was on. And one thing about goal setting is learning how to categorize your goals, because you can overwhelm yourself, Belinda, I believe, if you put all of your goals into one basket and not sort of separate them a little bit. And by separate, I mean your personal, your work-related goals, you know, your economic, financial goals, your relationship goals. It's kind of, I think, a good idea to define them separately, because then it's not so overwhelming for you to think that you could actually achieve this. And I'm a full believer of writing things down, write them down. And if anyone has a pen and paper and they're, you know, available to them, I just want to maybe share with you about some categories of goals, and that goal setting is a very important beginning to help you design the life that you envision, and just to keep you in that momentum in creating. And like I say, writing them down is just as important as thinking about them, but the action towards that goal is critical. So some of the goals, Belinda, that I've done for myself is sort of have my personal development goal. And then, you know, I'll write down some commitments. So, you know, my physical health or whatever. So, you know, what I'm going to do for that, what I'm going to do on a daily basis. And then I kind of select my top 3 personal development goals, so it's easier for me to bite off that and achieve that even in a day and in a week. So like say, oh, so I like to run and do sports. Okay, I'm going to make sure I run 3 days a week this week or 4 days a week this week. And then I have that written down. I tick it off and I look at the end of the week. Okay, yeah, wow, I achieved that goal. Also, list your things goal, like your things, like what you want to maybe acquire, or what your desires are for yourself in your home and with your family, just some things that you want. And then with your financial goals, well, that's, if you're in the Beamer business or the business of Beamer, really take a look at, if you're brand new, take a look at what you'd like to achieve. I think the first step, as Belinda mentioned, is getting to senior. And getting to senior is an increase in your financial gain. And, you know, again, financial gain, it's important to have that. But what's important is, where are you coming from in your Beamer business? Are you coming from the heart of it? Is it your passion to change lives? You know, like really, really address what your passion in the business of Beamer is, and where you want to go. And we have so many tools to support us there. And write down your income goals. What do you wish to achieve? It can be lofty, but if you see it, if you start to really see it all the time, to feel it and believe it, you will achieve it. And then there's also other areas of your life, like your relationship and whatnot, and just having those listed in a little planner or on a vision board or whatever it is, but something that you sort of look at on a regular basis so you have some direction. And I think it's important to know what your direction is and where you want to go. Belinda, if you want to throw something in there, by all means, you could ask that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And, you know, while I'm adding to the conversation, I'd love to have some of our callers dial in and talk to us about how they, what some of the things that they do to create that success and daily action and right mindset. But there's a quote from Darren Hardy that I think is great, and it says, "Dreams come with strings attached, hard work, determination, persistence, sacrifice, compromise, and passion." You know, we always think about, you know, we see the people who are successful and we think, oh boy, you know, aren't they lucky? And, you know, luck comes with a whole lot of hard work. So, you know, that's something that we have to remember, that it's important for us to create those goals. And one of the things that you said, Nancy, that I think is really, really smart is you made a separation between goals and commitments. And that's important. You know, you have to say, what are the commitments you are going to make, those behaviors that you do daily. So, you know, I know that we started Fast Track Kicked Off program was last week, so that's underway. But the entire intention of that Fast Track program is to create those behaviors. How many commitments are you making to get people on a Beamer every week, or to share the Beamer with new people, or to make sure you're doing the follow-ups, or you're inviting them to any one of those presentations that we have? You know, those are commitments that you need to make and the behaviors that you need to have to be able to get people to get the goals that you want to have. So break down all of the goals you have into the regular commitments you are willing and going to make sure you have done to be able to get those behaviors to get what you want. We don't have anybody who has raised their hand yet. I'd love for people to hit the number 1 on their phone and participate in the call with us and join us. Let us know what you think about these changes that we're making with Blog Talk. The other commitment that I want to that everybody is has on their engaged, you know, you're listening to Blog Talk. Yes, Nancy?
Yeah, Belinda, so I don't know if anyone else is hearing this, but I keep getting you cutting in, cutting out for me. I'm not sure if that's just for me or if it's happening for others. So I just wanted just to bring that to your attention.
Okay. Sure, but maybe some. You know, it's important for us to recognize that, you know, we have an obligation and a blessing for us to be able to share the Beamer. And we do have our first person that has raised their hand. So I'm going to open up the line for area code 831-831 live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Zabila. I just wanted to say, yes, you are cutting in and out for me too, and Nancy is perfectly fine. That was number 1. And number 2, commitment and action totally go together. Can tell for myself when I don't have energy to do and the action doesn't happen, I can be as committed from my heart as I want. It's nothing going to happen. And once I'm back to moving, and my enthusiasm is audible and in action, and people also get inspired and get curious and want to know more and want to do more. So that's all.
What is your name, ma'am?
Sibylla.
Thank you so much. You were so bang on. I was like nodding my head up and down, because you can have that desire, whatever, in your heart, but if you don't pick up a phone or have a conversation, you know, you've got to ignite that passion in yourself again, because most people that are involved with Beamer, I would think all of them that are involved with Beamer are passionate. They've got that passion, that desire to share. And, I mean, hey, listen, I go through the same thing. I mean, I have flat days, too. I mean, we all have them. I'm sure you have them, too, Belinda. And it's just a matter of picking up the phone, you know, making a phone call, starting to make a list of people that you'd like to contact, sending out an email, talking to someone while you're standing in line somewhere, just striking up conversation. Because once you start talking about Beamer, it ignites it in you again, and all of a sudden you're inspired again, and you've got that commitment and that passion that, okay, my God, well, that was easy. Why didn't I do that yesterday? Why didn't I pick up a phone yesterday? So it's so true, you know. And then, as you mentioned, that once you start talking, then your inspiration and passion just flows, and you know, other people feel it. So thank you for that share.
You're welcome. Yes, and that's one of the things I keep mentioning to one of my IBD or my little team, where she always says, yes, I will share, I want to help, but she just waits for the bunny to cross the path and not to look for the bunny. So that's really a learning for everybody, including me at the very, very, very beginning. It's getting out of this zone of, oh, I don't dare to talk to somebody. They will judge me. They think I'm whatever. So if I just focus on, I really love Beamer. I truly believe everybody needs a Beamer. There are all these reasons on the PowerPoint slides why everybody needs a Beamer. I just have to tell people that, because why not to allow people to have the same good experience, either like immediately or over time. So it's really education. When people don't know about Beamer, then they can't do any good to themselves. So it's really a good thing to do, to share the knowledge we have.
Thank you so much for that. And yes, I think that's a shame on us for not sharing. And I also think that, Belinda, what you mentioned, the new concept we're having for Blog Talk. And if, ma'am, if you don't mind muting yourself now, but thank you so much for your input. Belinda, the new concept for Blog Talk, because I have people on my own team too doing the same thing and asking the same questions. Where do I start? How do I start? Even though, you know, I've shared with them, it's some people just, they don't know where to start, how to start, how do I start, what do I do, you know, what are my first steps? And we can guide people, but I think just having that Monday call will be really great refresher for some IBDs that have been doing Beamer for a while. It's going to be super fantastic for new IBDs, just more knowledge, more inspiration, you know, for getting started.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, we do have an obligation to share the Beamer. And that's just because we know what it can do for people and giving the people hope. But we also have an obligation to make sure people are using the Beamer correctly and that we are following up with them. And, you know, we're paid very handsomely, 17% for the first four as a junior, and then 25% for seniors is a tremendous, tremendous commission rate. And so the fact that we are paid so handsomely, it comes with obligations. And so I think what's going to be great is people don't know where to start. And so, therefore, they do nothing. And the opportunity to be able to share the Beamer, and then to be able to know what to do and what to say, but also to know your obligation of following up and staying with people, is going to really help a lot of people get more engaged and get over that fear factor. So I'm thrilled about what we're doing there. So if anybody else wants to share their idea, please press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you on to the call with us. And Nancy, I know you've done so many trainings and you always have those different goals for personal growth for yourself. So I think that that's one category that people should always have. And that's the beauty of being in the business for ourselves. You have to always self-motivate, but having that opportunity to continue to invest yourself is part of the importance of your success. And I do have somebody 100%. Else. I have area code participate on our call. So area code, whoop, it didn't take. So let me try that one again. 515, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Who are we speaking with?
This is Steve G from Des Moines, Iowa. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Glad you joined us.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I got in here just a little bit late. I was running some errands for my elderly parents that are both on the Beamer, so that's good. and you're talking about different ways of prospecting. Was that what you're talking about today?
So today is really creating daily habits and daily actions for success, and having the right mindset. What are some of the things that people are doing to have the right mindset? But what are some of the things people are doing to have those daily actions to have this, to reach the goals that they want to reach? What do you do, Steve?
I see. Well, I like to do anything that has to do with my business on a daily basis, whether it be talking about the Beamer, reaching out, social media, Twitter, you name it, church, family, friends, anything that comes across my way. Obviously, having a sticker in the back of my vehicle, my mask, with advertising on my mask, you know, ask me about, do you have 8 minutes, you know, or ask me about the Beamer, things of that nature. One of the things that I really like to look into is, if it hasn't been already, is create a Facebook page where your clients could go and leave a testimony. And then, because when you come up to testimonies, you can't have third-party testimonies. It's got to be your own testimony. But we created a Facebook page that had clients' testimonies in there. Our clients, they put their testimony on there. And then when you have somebody that's considering a Beamer, that you literally could send them to this Facebook page and they can look at everybody's opinions of the Beamer and how it helped them. I don't know if that's feasible or not. I've just been mulling that around for the last 10 days.
Yeah, so we have some compliance requirements. We really want people to, we have certainly, Beamer has Facebook pages, and the life.beamergroup.com has testimonials from the athletes and so forth. But because we're not disease specific with Beamer, we're a wellness device, we really do not want to have those Facebook type pages that are just out there, and those opportunities to have people watch videos of testimonials. So that's why we do the three-way calls and so forth. It's fine to let people know on Facebook that you are using the Beamer, but we don't want to have those risk. We're very, very closely watched with the FDA and the FTC, and we have to be very, very careful and compliant. So I don't think that would be something we could do, but you can take advantage of what we had mentioned is that there is a Saturday call. It's a Super Saturday. It's taking place this week. You know, those get recorded. Those have testimonials on it. You can have your guests or clients participate in that. Those are great opportunities. So you can use what Beamer creates, but you can't really create something yourself like that.
Right.
But I appreciate you dialing in and giving us a call.
Okay. I wasn't looking to create it myself. I was looking at maybe a little bit of input, but now that you shed some light on it, you know, you start thinking about just ways of trying to create new business, and so that's why I threw that out there. Thanks for clarifying that for me. You guys have a great day, and I appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for joining our call. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day and a great week. And we have area code 704, area code 704. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I live in the greater Charlotte area. And I would like to mention, I think, a difference that we need to, all of us need to realize in marketing the Beamer. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Eric, you're loud and clear. Okay. Thank you. Welcome to the call.
My sponsor came to me and he says, yeah, we have a device called Beamer, and it costs $6,000, and it does all this and this. After he said $6,000, I really wasn't listening all that much because I said, no way in hell. I got to fork out $6,000 for some device. But then he said, he kept putting me on the device. He says, come over to my house, stop by, let's put you on it. Well, after about 12 times of going to his house and going on the Beamer and going to some conventions and other stuff, you know, and being on the Beamer, I woke up and I had great discomfort in my left knee. I mean, shooting discomfort, you know, I go like, oh my. Well, after 12 times on the Beamer, it went away. And I said, huh, why after several years did this discomfort just go away? And I said, well, same bad diet, same lack of exercise, same, you know, I went through everything. I said, the only thing that changed in my life is the Beamer. And I said, wow. So anyway, the difference between selling and making somebody want to buy is what happened to me. He didn't have to sell me anything. I said, I want that Beamer because something changed in my life. And as far as I can tell, the only thing that changed in my life is the Beamer unit. And it absolutely positively works. So I went out and bought one. Yeah, thanks. I went out and bought one, and I have never looked back. Although I had a stroke, and I really haven't been marketing too much. But that's just me. I got to get off my tail end and make it happen. Make, you know, so show some action. But as far as motivating people, there is no better motivation in my opinion. When they can see for themselves that it absolutely positively makes it a change in their lives for the good, and they see what it does. And, you know, I was living in a two-story house, and I walked down the stairs one day. And when I got to the bottom, I said, wait a minute, where was the discomfort? I didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
And I said,
that's
wow.
Beautiful. And you're absolutely right. Getting people on the Beamer is absolutely what we need to do, and let Beamer do the work. And, you know, with our situation the last year, it's almost a whole year now since we've had a lot of the lockdown, getting people on the Beamer has been more difficult. So having the lease to own initiative that we have coming in, I think it's going to really help a lot of people. So Eric, I appreciate you joining our call and sharing your insight, because I agree that, you know, right now our GO system is $4,490. So, you know, you were at a different time when you made. I can tell you that many of us felt the same way. And when, you know, if anybody said, I'll pay you three times as much if you let me take your Beamer, buy another one, I know none of us would ever give it up because it's priceless, isn't it?
Yes. So. Yes, it is. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for participating.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Go ahead. I just want to pop in there on the Canadian side. So the unit in Canadian dollars for the pro unit here, we are fortunate to still have the pro unit, and it is $69.90. So just to sort of clarify that, when you talk about the GO unit, that is not available in Canada, and the pro right now that we have in Canada is not available in the U.S. Just for clarity, for some people that might be new, Belinda, I thought I'd just throw that in there.
So glad you did, and it's always good to have that clarification because we are North America, and we do have two different units being sold in each country, U.S. and in Canada. So good clarification.
Yeah, and hopefully
so,
that
Nancy,
will end
I don't...
soon for you guys.
Yes, we are looking forward to that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Nancy, I don't see any other callers on our line. Do we want to go ahead and do a wrap up because we're nearing the end of our time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I could throw something in there to anyone who is listening in, one thing I have, I'm looking on my whiteboard right in front of me here in my office. It's a term, CNAI. It means it's an acronym for constant, never ending improvement. So go and keep that CNAI going in your life. Constant, never ending improvement of whatever it is. Just take a step forward and have a great rest of the day. Yeah. And have a great week.
That is fabulous. I am writing that down. CNAI. I will be adding that to my list. And so
yeah, you go
I have
CNAI,
a quote.
Girl.
We shall CNAI together. So I have a quote from Hal Elrod, who is the author of Miracle Morning, and talk about wanting to get good habits. That's a great way to get good habits. But one of the quotes he has is, to reach levels of success you've never reached before, you must be committed at a level you've never committed at before. So make sure that you are making the commitments, that you are maintaining those daily habits that help you to reach the goals you're seeking for this year. So make this your power up year. We want to make sure that this is our milestone year for Beamer, and make it your own personal milestone year. Have a great day and a great week. Thank you so much.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business, we're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.